Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It's time for Five on. Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris with Mark Grody bring you five topics on their minds today on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. I got five on. Number one.
You are listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Question number one. The Bears are the only team in the NFL to have scored at least 21 points in every game this season. How many points will they score against the Saints on Sunday?
28. I know that's a lot of touchdowns.
It's a nice round number, too.
And I'm very... very out of the gun with that. Like, I feel like I probably was too confident too quick. Because now that I think about it, they haven't been great in the red zone. Not like that. But sure, I'll stick with it and say 28. Because if there's a team that you can probably score four touchdowns against more likely than the rest of your schedule, I'm going to say it's this weekend's opponent in the New Orleans Saints. So that's what I've got going. I think they score 28 points. If it's 27, don't hate me.
So what's interesting about this is I'm looking through the predictions, the staff predictions on 670thescore.com.
How about Alex Kuhn, man? His record is good.
Oh, is he raking up on the predictions?
Sean Sears is in the leaderboard. He is 5-0.
How did Sean do that?
Wow, good
that's,
for Sean.
That's tough to predict. Like what has transpired.
Especially this team.
That he would say two straight losses, three straight wins. That's impressive.
Additionally, Robbie is in that staff prediction.
I'm also in last. I'm 2-3.
You love a lot. You're loyal. You love people.
Thanks, man.
You believe in them.
Well, I'm 2-3, and I'm looking to even my record. And I picked the Bears, and I picked 38 points.
38?
That's the news there. That's the news. I picked the Saints not to score 38 points, and I picked the Bears to score 38 points.
Mm. What was the decision behind that for you?
If the Bears want to out... I'm going to read you literally what I wrote.
Okay.
If the Bears want to outpace expectations this season, they can't afford to lose games like this. Lucky for them, the Saints are 1-5 and in the midst of a rebuild with Spencer Rattler at quarterback.
Rattle.
He's manning an offense that has been very mid this season. The New Orleans defense lacks big-time playmakers, and the Soldier Field faithful should be up to the task with its team looking for a fourth straight win. Ben Johnson lives to embarrass his opponents, and he should have an excellent chance at doing so this week. This comes to the, why would I not kick you while you're down? That's Ben Johnson and company.
100%. Yeah, this could be a week where Ben Johnson goes back to his early season hopes that's blowing out and embarrassing teams. Ben Johnson can talk all he wants about how, oh, we learned more because this was a close game and there was mistakes we could get away. Get the hell out of here. He said it. He wants to embarrass teams. He wants to blow teams out. You can learn more about your team by blowing teams out. Yes.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm building something here, Marshall. Okay.
I thought you were done. My bad.
It's okay. The Chicago Bears, just as a point of fact here, the Bears are top 10 in the league in points scored this year. They are 10th at 25.2. Do you want to know there's one other offensive category in which the Bears are top 10 right now, and this is refreshing too. Third down, the Bears are 8th. In the National Football League, 43.1% conversion rate. That is so nice to see. I just wanted to point those things out. And New Orleans is giving up 27 points per game so far this year. So I am trending towards the high score as well for the Bears. Not as high. What did you say? 37, Mars?
38.
38. I'm going to go 31.
Ooh.
I'm going to go 30. Oh, sorry. We're not giving the score. 31 points. For the surging offensive, not offensive, offensive Chicago Bears.
Our prediction segment will be at 1:45 today. And in the words of the Cash Money classic, Stuntin' Like My Daddy with Birdman and Lil Wayne, show me my opponent.
What? Oh, yeah. Okay, got it. I had to follow that for a second.
It goes with the song.
But also, when we're talking about who the opponent is, there it is. And you have them throwing your opponent.
To your earlier point, Layla, about the touchdowns, because the red zone hasn't been as crisp and clear. I think this is where they get the red zone right against the New Orleans Saints. That's why I got the 38 spot up there.
The better question is going to be, which Cash Money song most applies to the Bears and Saints game for you after Sunday concludes? And that is a conversation that I will have to have with the people.
Number two.
What would be a good measurement of the running game on Sunday for the Bears?
This is tricky because if you take out the conditions that we expect, and there is supposed to be rain and wind, and Joe Ostrowski has famously said, and the bettors know this, rain does not affect a game like the wind will. And so that's something you have to factor into this. How windy is it going to be? Then you factor in DeAndre Swift's injury, and hopeful is the designation from Ben Johnson. I'm sure he is hopeful he'll play.
Please.
What happens if he doesn't?
What happens if he doesn't?
And that's a whole other topic that
More
I
Roshan.
Think we have to consider.
I
mean,
can
you do
nice.
The same things with Roshan out of the backfield that you can do with DeAndre Swift?
I don't believe so. Not at last check.
I don't think so either. Because he wasn't even allowed to play offense for the first few games of the season.
But I saw him. It was like a little preview, a little
sample. He got one carry.
We got a snippet.
What was your favorite part about Roshan Johnson's carry?
6 yards.
Do you guys not remember
6 yards.
When singles were singles, like cassette tapes, and you'd have one side would be the single and the other side would be snippets from the forthcoming album?
No.
Yeah.
Or it would be the B-side.
Thank you for that, Robbie. Robbie said he does not remember. Do you remember cassette tapes?
It's a well-placed no.
Did you own any cassette tapes, Robbie?
No. What? No.
Do you know what they are?
Do you own CDs?
I know that. I had CDs. I had the
CD player.
Robbie,
you're a cool person. Like, do you ever just do the hipster cassette thing? Because people, like, get the vinyl to be hipster.
No,
I've seen a few
cassettes. I have vinyls. Yeah, I'm a record player guy, but I do not have a cassette.
Yeah, to be fair, vinyls are much higher quality than a cassette tape.
Also, like, it's nice to have a record player. It shows a little ambiance.
The fact that this station was ran on taped, like, that blows my mind that you had to put in a deck to play an ad or play audio. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah, carts. You had, like, the carts. Yeah,
right.
And then you had to know how to shuffle carts really
Life is
well.
Much easier.
Got to race those carts, too. Magnet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I spent a lot of my time growing up at TV stations, like, blacking tapes, which means you lay a control track that is like the black that you see on a screen when there's nothing else to see on TV. You know, so fade to black, for example.
Marshall Harris looked pained when you said that.
Because he knows exactly what that process is. Because he used to do it.
Countdowns
you used
on
to
tapes.
Like put, oh yeah, me too. You'd have to put play and record or record, and then you just lay down the black on the tape so it's okay to record over. So frustrating.
What was the question?
Yeah,
again?
What's
a cassette tape?
Okay.
Number two.
No,
what's the first cassette tape
when
owned?
It comes, a good measure of the running game would be what happened last week. I don't think that's happening. I do think it's probably going to be over the 56 yards that Joe O said the bettors have right now with DeAndre Swift. As a team, you probably need to rush for at least 100 yards as a team to have a successful ground game against the Saints.
I'll take a 4.0 or greater average per carry. That's a measure of success. And if DeAndre Swift's not going, I'll be even more impressed if they get, let's say, 125.
They're going to have to do a lot of zone read, and Caleb Williams is going to have to run the ball. That's what I feel like would have to happen.
And I feel like the Saints can't stop running quarterbacks, so that actually folds in nicely with what we're talking about.
The Saints do give up 114 rushing yards per game, which is not horrible, but I do like the Bears to pick up on the momentum where they left off, because I do think a lot of it is part of the system and the offensive line. Hopefully they'll be on their P's and Q's as much as they were coming out of the bye, because you still have to be maximum effort to get this running game going. So I do feel like DeAndre Swift will play. I definitely think he's the over, what was it, 53?
Yeah,
52 and a half.
52
yeah.
and a half.
Come
on. I don't think he's going to have a 100-yard game again, but maybe like 85.
He doesn't need to. If the over-under is 52 and a half and he plays,
well,
the way I'm punching that up.
I'm just talking about as the matter of the game. Forget the betting and all that kind of stuff. I think he has a game where he has between 75 and 85 yards and maybe catches like three passes for
what
40
about
yards.
100 total yards receiving and
yeah,
rushing.
I could see that. Yeah,
oh, yeah,
definitely.
That would be nice.
That'd be
most
a nice
step.
Measure.
I think that would be a success.
He plays. Like, that's my biggest issue right now.
Right.
I, too, am hopeful, Ben Johnson.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Check this out. How about this idea for somebody? You know who would run wild out of that backfield? Who I'd like to, because they've been putting wide receivers back there. We've seen it. And I think Burden has maybe had a run.
Luther Burden.
I'd love to see more Luther Burden getting the ball.
Not
whether
just
it's
an
a jet sweep. Maybe that too. That's
no,
fine.
No, just the jet sweep with Luther Burden sounds good.
It does sound good because that dude runs really hard and he's fast and he likes to make the moves. I want to see more Luther Burden running the football.
Number three.
This is 5 on it on 670 The Score with Raheem Harris and Grody. Bears kicker Cairo Santos was on the team's injury report Thursday with the right thigh and was not on the field yesterday during the portion of practice that was open to the media. How comfortable are you with the idea of leaning on kicker Jake Moody for a second consecutive week?
It's why we asked the question to Adam Hoge about knowing that there are certain kicks that are difficult to make at Soldier Field. Patrick Manley has specifically talked about this. The wind and the rain is a scary, scary element. And Hoger was right. There was a kick that was blocked. That was 48 yards where Moody, I don't know what you call that. It looked like a slice, you know? It was more like a golf swing than it was an actual, like on square on kick, the way he slung to kick that. So all of that said, do I expect him to make every kick? No, I don't. So knowing that, I think you've got to make sure it's your job on the offense to at least get him into range where he feels comfortable.
When you say you don't expect him to make every kick, do you mean if it's like a 55-yarder? Because I do expect him to make every kick.
I wish, but like even the 48 was questionable, and I know that there were other issues there as to why it got blocked. But it's a good indication. Like, think about the offensive plan against the Commanders. They made sure they got that. They did everything possible to make that an easy kick for him. Got it to a 38-yard range.
I'm not worried about it because I don't expect him to be kicking a lot of field goals Sunday. Maybe that's just me just being really overconfident.
Wait a minute. I'm so confused by you. But we'll get to that later, I guess, in predictions because, you know, you're talking like you're a little worried about this game.
No, I am. I'm concerned.
Okay.
But, like, I think if the defense isn't creating turnovers, they better learn how to just stop people. Just straight up stop people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point.
Can't just be turnovers all the time.
You cannot depend on turnovers, no matter how scientific they want to make it sound, and you got to be in the right place at the right time.
That's where that comes from. That's where that level of concern comes from.
The last coach depended on turnovers too much, and it bit him in the arse.
Exactly.
Can't do it.
So
with
Moody specifically, I don't think this is coming down to a last second field goal. I don't think he's going to be out there kicking 45, 48 yarders. I think that the Bears are going to be going for it on fourth and less than five. I just don't think it's going to be a thing.
You don't think he's had the opportunity to kick those, is what you're saying?
Yeah. I think this week they're going to.
They're putting sixes on the board.
They're putting sixes on the board, and they're trying to deep six the freaking New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, I agree with that, actually, because I'm very comfortable and confident, obviously, in the Bears winning this game. I'm also very comfortable with Jake Moody, and quite frankly, I do expect that he makes any field goal under 500, or under 500 yards, under 50
we
yards.
We have found the greatest kicker in the league.
Megafoot of all
megafoot. You're saying
megafoot.
Under 50?
Under 50 yards, yes, I expect that. I think, like, honestly, aren't kickers expected, like, let's say 52 yards and under, don't we expect kickers to make those field goals?
We expect some kickers to.
Yeah, so it's easy.
I don't necessarily know that the home team has two that I can expect.
But I do expect that, though. I do expect my kicker to make anything 52 yards or under, so I'll expect them to make those, but I do agree that they're not going to want to kick a lot of field goals in this game, or shouldn't have to.
Number four.
This is question number four, and I've got some juicy baseball questions for you.
Look at those low rates.
That's right. Are the Blue Jays back? Will Pat Murphy have pocket pancakes while watching the World Series from his couch?
Oh!
I want to know.
Oh, my goodness. It's the petty for me. Because, you know, you didn't have to be that
Marshall.
Petty when you asked the question.
No, I'm being petty.
Now you're disrespecting the Dodgers.
He will not be having pocket pancakes. Let me just address that first. He'll just be happy the season is over and that his team beat the Cubs. That's what he's going to be happy about, because he's going to focus on the positive rather than the negative. I can guarantee you that's how that's going to go down if they get swept tonight, right? They would get swept tonight.
They still haven't had an official starter named, by the way.
Yeah, because the Cubs wrecked their freaking pitching staff. That's what they you took them to the
is,
brink.
You know who is starting for the Dodgers?
That'd be the guy who is the unicorn, who pitches and hits and does whatever else.
A dude by the name of Shohei Ohtani.
Yes. And as far as the Toronto Blue Jays, I never thought they went away. I fully expected them to come back and score lots of runs at some point in the series.
I'm just going to admit something here right now, because we're talking about Pat Murphy and the Milwaukee Brewers. Even though I and Ray picked the Dodgers,
that's right,
to go all the way.
We called it. No,
there's
not
three
many.
Of us.
That's
there's
right.
Three
all three of us.
Wow. And Layla.
But you know, I said the Dodgers would play the Mariners.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, let's not talk about who we picked from the American League. It's fine.
Yeah, so I found myself, and I don't know if this is something I should admit. It's probably not going to do great things for my popularity. I found myself kind of rooting for Milwaukee. Like, I'm just, like, I know.
They
like,
flew the L.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's because they're in the National League Central. They are rival. They are, like, you're friends with your rivals. I don't know. Like, I've had plenty of petty in my life where I hope bad things happen to teams and rivals.
Is it because you're keeping your enemies closer?
You right now.
Is that the,
maybe
the idea?
That's it. I like that idea.
Or
I'm
do
just
you feel like it validates the Cubs season more because
no,
the Brewers?
No, I'm not even thinking like that. I'm
I thought
just like,
I knew you.
I'm just, like, kind of protective of them because I doubt that there's many people that have paid a lot of attention to Milwaukee Brewers
I'll tell
baseball
you what, no
this
one's
year.
Talking about.
Would you say they're just a baby?
They're just a baby.
They're just a baby.
That's it. It's my natural instinctive
you
protective side.
You
a little bit. Mm-hmm. I understand that that's not going to sound great, but guess what?
Now you're infantilizing an entire baseball team that had the best record in baseball.
What does infantilizing mean?
They're not
the
infantilizing.
Turning
just,
them into a baby.
He's just considering
what is infantilizing?
Means you're always trying to turn somebody into a baby. Not treat them like the adults that they are.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a protective person, you know?
When are you going to protect me, Mark?
Well, you don't. Aww. You do need some
protection.
Yeah,
you guys protect each other on the walk, though, I
That's
thought.
True. I try to protect
Brody,
you.
I mean, well, I was going to call you Giddy. Robbie Triano doesn't go on the
oh,
walk.
Oh, no. Don't call him Giddy.
We're running out of time.
Giddy right. Tree.
Next
We're
question.
Running out of time with our best question.
When you see me, you see Giddy. Hell
oh,
yeah.
No.
You right, Chicago?
Number five.
Bears linebacker TJ Edwards revealed to reporters Wednesday that Coach Ben Johnson let the team, quote, sleep in that morning, which led to this question.
So what's your definition of sleeping late?
Sleeping late? I was up like probably like 8:30 this morning, walked the dogs, you know, and that's about it, man. But that's a good day for sure.
Layla, Marshall, Mark, what is your definition of sleeping in?
TJ Edwards, you're just so responsible. You're so responsible. You do everything right. Like, you wake up at an appropriate time. You sleep in at a reasonable time. You've still got most of the day. Not degenerate over here. Me, 11. I could sleep for 12 hours uninterrupted. And usually when I say something about myself, either people twist it into something that doesn't make sense and isn't true, or they think I have some issue. No, there are some people who probably need like 9 hours of sleep a day, and I don't get that. But I'm pretty sure I probably need 9 hours of sleep so my body catches up when it can.
So you have narcolepsy. Okay, yeah. Marshall, go ahead.
No, it's
exactly
just,
what I was thinking.
If I stop moving, I will fall asleep.
What time do you go to bed?
Like, it depends on the day. Like, a lot of times because we're working and stuff, and my brain does not shut down quickly after I watch a game.
All right, tonight, you'll probably be out juicing, right? So,
no,
like, you
tonight,
go home.
No.
Juicing?
Yeah.
Is that what we call it now?
If there's one thing I am not doing, it's enhancing any performance.
Okay.
No, I mean,
I don't think a single person has used that term before to go out.
I love it when things come out of my mouth. That was good.
That's like something that you do. That's something you do after the gym. You get like a green juice or something.
Why are you trying to make fetch happen right now, Mark?
By the way, just so everybody feels okay, I just lost 10 bears, by the way, from a texter.
No, yeah. You did not
lose
10
bears.
Fridays,
who's juicing tonight?
On Fridays, I'm usually really tired because I haven't gotten enough sleep during the week.
Same.
And then I'll go to bed at like 11:30, 12, and I'll sleep until 11.
So she juices on Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah.
For
me,
got to have her party.
Sleeping in, 7 a.m.
Wow. Yeah, I believe
I'm good with that. You get me to 7 a.m., it's like a brand new... Whew, I'm already a morning person to begin with, but at 7 a.m. I'm like, yo, is the lake, can we get to the lake? Is it nice? Can I run?
Yeah.
I'll want to do something extraordinary, like run more than 5 miles.
So Layla and I are on the same page. Like,
yeah.
I can do, you guys have asked me, both of you, just like when we have our little conversations, what are you doing this weekend? The reason I haven't given a good answer yet is because I'm really thinking about just laying on my couch tonight and watching Netflix and doing nothing and then going to bed on my own terms and then getting out of bed on my own terms, which might be 11 o'clock tomorrow. Because like Layla said, I've been ripped off of so much sleep this week because I've been out at Hallis. And I've had social plans, so it's like I need a night, and I will do that, and I will sleep till 11 tomorrow. I'll feel a little guilty. I'll feel a little guilty about it, but I will sleep
till
11.
Different definition social of Grody plans. Time. I like it.
It is.
I've had zero social plans. I just have had work and stuff.
Yeah. And
I cleaned more than I normally do this week. I had more to clean.
Oh, yeah. I've always got cat hair to clean, so. Yeah.
You need this broom squeegee thing I got, and I got it for my hair, but it's really for pet hair.
Oh, really?
I'll tell you about it offline.
Okay.
Yeah, right. It's a big deal. It's like this broomie. I love it. Coming up next, Kevin Fishbane joins us. The latest from Hallis Hall. He keeps track of the snap count, so I want to ask him, Marshall, about the thought about Luther Burden getting some possible running snaps.
There
I think
go.
That's a good idea.
Love that.
We'll Snippy. Break it all down with Kevin Fishbane, the writer for The Athletic who covers the Bears. Next on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.